Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. In the first reading today from the book of Ruth, we see the interaction that Ruth has with Boaz prior to them marrying. And there's this one section that I want to focus on. So after Boaz tells Ruth that she is allowed to go into his fields and that no one is to bother her and she's able to drink the water that's provided, she says, "Why should I, a foreigner, be favored with your notice?" Boaz answered her, "I have had a complete account of what you have done for your mother-in-law after your husband's death. You have left your father and your mother and the land of your birth and have come to a people whom you did not know previously." And so in this reading from Ruth, we see her question is, "Why have I received favor?" And the response is, because he noticed her goodness, that he'd heard about what she had chosen to do for her mother-in-law and the sacrifices that she chose to make. And because of that, he's expressing this generosity. And it made me think about an experience I had in prayer not that long ago, where I was telling the Lord about these different desires that I had, some that I very much wanted to be fulfilled, struggles that I was having that I was bringing to him to try to ask him to come into them and solve them and fix my problems. And I was praying, and then I was also journaling some because I like to write my prayers to the Lord sometimes. And I was reflecting on how the Lord provides, especially in the moments when it feels like he's not providing or that there's a lack. I was reminding myself in prayer that the Lord provides. And I was thanking him for the way that he doesn't just give a little, but he gives an abundance. He gives more than enough. And then as I was praying and writing, I wrote this line that just kind of struck me because of how true it is about the Lord. And I just asked him to keep reminding me of his unparalleled goodness. The Lord's unparalleled goodness. Because in the reading from the book of Ruth, Boaz is saying it's because she's good that he's extending this generosity to her. But the Lord, to me, extends his unparalleled goodness in that in no way do I deserve what he's offering. In no way is it owed to me that he should fulfill these desires of my heart, or that he should fix my problems, or that he should continue to mold and refashion my heart to be a heart more like his. It's not owed to me, but by his unparalleled goodness, he is always faithful, and he desires to very gradually make me more and more like himself. And he does have this response, like Boaz has to Ruth. The Lord invites me to labor in his field, to bring forth an abundant harvest, and he provides water to quench my thirst. And then he desires to enter into this deep and intimate relationship with me that will bear life and bear much fruit. And it's in no way because of my goodness, but it's entirely because of His goodness. And I want to reflect on that more and more in my life, the goodness of the Lord, His faithfulness, His providence, especially in the moments when I don't see it or I don't feel it. But to remind myself through these acts of faith and trust that the Lord is good. I can't even fathom the depths of His goodness. And He is always faithful. Let us pray. Lord, You are good and true and beautiful. And You are all of those things beyond measure in ways we cannot understand, with a richness, the depths of which we cannot plumb. Lord, I ask that You would enkindle in our hearts a renewed experience of Your unparalleled goodness, the way that You desire to work in our lives, especially in the hidden recesses of our hearts. Thank You, Lord, for the ways You've worked. Thank You for the ways that You are working. And thank You for the ways that You will work.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.